Other vehicles I saw in Napa County, those belonging to PG&E. The bucket trucks and vans have fanned out to try and stop more damage to the electrical grid. And as KQED's Peter Arcuni tells us, there are questions about whether PG&E power lines caused or contributed to the spread of the fire.
Emergency dispatch tapes show incidents of downed power lines and other electrical problems before the fires. CAL FIRE confirms the agency is looking into that as one possible cause. PG&E blamed hurricane-strength winds and drought-weakened trees. In a statement, the utility said, "In some cases, we have found instances of wires down, broken poles, and impacted infrastructure." Critics say the utility hasn't done enough to protect its lines. Frank Petrie, a lawyer who has sued PG&E, says the power company has an obligation to clear trees and brush surrounding power lines and to prepare for weather events.
The fact that there were high winds is not something that is out of the ordinary in this area. And did PG&E comport with its responsibilities to adequately maintain the area, knowing of the foreseeable winds and dry conditions?
Petrie says PG&E has a history of poor vegetation management, and in the past has even given bonuses to crews that end up needing to clear less brush than the company projects.
How can you incentivize, in the area of safety, doing less work? They've got it completely backwards.
PG&E says it follows all existing state and federal regulatory vegetation clearance requirements. CAL FIRE investigators determined the 2015 Butte Fire was started by a PG&E line coming in contact with a tree. State regulators fined the utility more than $8 million for failure to properly maintain the lines. For the California Report, I'm Peter Arcuni.